And I would imagine that one of the returns you'd be looking for in a pilot such as this, when you consider the investment made in these devices, would be that there would be impact on learning. What's been happening in your school that you've observed or that you've got evidence for that's showing that this impact is maybe happening?
I think it's bottom line for every single educationalist that whatever we do has got to make a difference to a young person's life. So that's bottom line. And we've been observing the change in the school since the iPad project has been implemented or has been introduced. And I would say that there's a number of ways in which it's impacted. We've been very fortunate in that HMI have been in the school, mm-hmm. so they came out to us in March, and as part of the HMI report, there were comments made about how HMI could see the impact on young people's learning. So that's a kind of tangible piece of evidence. HMI commented very positively on it. We've also carried out...
What did they say they were seeing?
Well, I mean, they spoke about it in a number of different ways, and one of the HMI who met with us was actually a national specialist on IT, and I'll just quote from what she has said, if that is okay to do
mm-hmm,
that.
Of course it is.
Young people's learning experiences are enhanced by the S1 pilot, allowing every learner to have the use of a tablet in school and at home. Through using this technology, they're able to produce presentations, research information, demonstrate evidence of filmmaking, photography and written response. This has stimulated interest in ICT among S1 pupils and led to an improvement of their ICT skills. So they could see that because they're seeing it across the school. They've got the opportunity to go into every single department in the school. What I would say that the biggest impact for me has been the improvement in young people's confidence. Mm-hmm. I'm not an IT specialist, but what I would say the difference has been in the flexibility of this personal device. They can start work in class, they can finish it at home. From our own surveys in the school, we're aware that our parents are more engaged in the learning of the young people. So there's clear evidence for us in the surveys that we've been doing with our parent council, and that's in terms of focus groups and written evaluations, that parents are working much more directly with the young people when they go home at night. They're more interested in looking at some of the project work or the research work that they've been doing.
A lot of what you're saying there, it maybe chimes with the phrase you used earlier. You said that you felt it was contributing to the changing culture of learning in the school.
I would say that's been a big part of what we're doing within the academy. Is we are looking at transforming our culture. Every head teacher will probably say the same, but for us, our aim is to improve standards across the school and also to improve attainment. The way that we're doing that is improving aspirations of our young people, and the iPad has just been one part. There've been lots of other things that we're going to
raise the bar.
Sorry?
Helping to raise the bar.
Yes, it has been helping to raise the bar, but I think it's also come at a time when Curriculum for Excellence, all the challenges of Curriculum for Excellence have been really well documented, Curriculum for Excellence has presented an opportunity for us to review our learning and teaching approaches, to look at pedagogy again, to look at the way in which we work with young people in a classroom environment, to look at assessment strategies, and the iPad has come in at a time when we're reviewing all of that, and I think it's supported a change in culture. It's not changed the culture per se mm-hmm. itself, mm-hmm. but what it's done, it has engaged young people in a different way of learning. It's engaged staff in a different way of teaching or facilitating learning. Perhaps that's more important. And I think the tangible evidence for us is the improvement in young people's confidence. Mm-hmm. Now, we're using this with our S2 group. They're still in the broad general education phase. They're not going to be involved in national assessments, for some time. So in terms of hard evidence, we're perhaps not going to see that until we reach the examination stage. But in anecdotal information from the young people, from their parents and from the teachers, this is impacting on them and it's impacting on the school.
But even that aspect of the culture change, Willie, you were telling us that you did a pupil survey and that you'd seen evidence of the pupils not having logged on to the network for an 8-week period at one point, but you've now done a survey in which the learners are saying that they're using technology via the iPad at least 3 times a day in classrooms.
Minimum 3 times, 4 to 5
times a day.
So the dramatic change in the way in which technology is playing a part in everyday learning experiences.
Yep.